I will now ask Stephen to introduce the last set of news stories.
And our last set of stories focuses on good news and good advice. The city church is now so popular that it's urging worshippers not to turn up. A group of men succeed in running 550 kilometres in 55 English cities to raise money for Prostate Cancer UK, while a movable feast in Norwich raised £25,000 for Parkinson's UK. And if you've not yet written a will, October is Free Wills Month. Waveney Mind is one of the organisations offering a free will writing service. Jane will start with the rare news of a church that has no difficulty filling its pews.
A city church group has urged worshippers not to turn up because it has no more room for them. Radical Church rents a hall in Magdalen Gates Primary School, where it meets on Sunday afternoons, but the congregation has quickly outgrown the small space. This has prompted Pastor Matt Richards to discourage people from attending until a larger space can be found. "People don't come as we don't have room for you. Not yet, anyway," he said. "We don't feel called to be a large church, but have run out of room in our current venue." The group, which was founded in 2013 in support of the city's vulnerable people, such as homeless, drug addicts and sex workers, has called for help in finding a suitable new location. "We really want something that can accommodate a Sunday school and can also be used in the week," Mr. Richards added. "If anyone knows of an empty church in Norwich that we could use full-time or a bigger venue that can be used even temporarily, please let us know."
A group of men have completed their challenge of running 550 kilometres across all 55 cities in England in just 16 days. Tom Vosper, Ben Robbins, Alex Robbins, Nathan Cooper, John Stanley and Sam Brooks crossed the finish line outside the Forum. Their project, dubbed Run the Cities, saw them tackle wet weather and injuries before running through their final destination in Norwich. Tom, who grew up in the city and organised the run, said it was very emotional. "It was only 16 days, but it felt much longer." More than 50 people joined the runners on their route, which started at Carrow Road. All of the runs started at football grounds in memory of Tom's dad, who died from cancer in 2017. The team started Run the Cities to raise money for Prostate Cancer UK, with all the runners directly affected by cancer.
Lloyd Addison's Movable Feast returned to the city and saw more than 750 people enjoy a starter, main course and dessert in different restaurants around the city. The event is named after the late Norwich restaurateur Lloyd, who had Parkinson's, and who came up with the concept to promote venues at a quiet time of year. In total, the diners raised a staggering £25,000 for Parkinson's UK, beating last year's £21,000 total. The William and Florence in Unthank Road has declared the overall winner, followed by Tatler's in Tombland in second place, and a regular former winner, the Coach and Horses in Bethel Street, came third. Beth Condy, community fundraiser for Parkinson's UK, East Anglia, said that the event is a testament to the generosity of the local community.
"If you die without leaving a will, your loved ones will face a burden of unwanted extra stress and legal wrangling just when they've already been hit by the impact of grief. It brings the risk that your estate will not be divided according to your wishes, and in some cases that part of it will be diverted to the Crown. Given that a majority of adults in the UK don't have a will, this scenario is all too common. Making a will is something that remains unaccomplished on the to-do list for many of us, but if this applies to you from this week, you have the ideal opportunity to put it right. October is Free Wills Month. www.freewillsmonth.org.uk. And from then until the end of December, Norfolk and Waveney Mind has signed up to the National Free Wills Network. This means people over the age of 18 can have a will written free of charge. If you have any questions, email legacies at norfolkandwaveneymind.org.uk or call 0300 330 5488. Now, for general resources and information about Norfolk and Waveney Mind's other services, visit norfolkandwaveneymind.org.uk or call 0300 330 5488.